Dara, how are you?
Not bad, Pat. How are you?
Not bad. Okay. There was a recent arson attack on the church, St. Maur's Church, on Whitestown Road in Rush. And the Gardaí are continuing to investigate. What are the circumstances of this, Dara?
Well, basically, Pat, we had, I believe, six attempted fires on the one night in St. Maur's Church, which is the parish church in Rush. A very serious attack on the church. The church had to be closed for a number of days to deal with the damage that was there. But I think what it really brings into focus is a spate of crimes that have happened in Rush recently, and particularly since the closure of Rush Garda Station. We've had three armed robberies in the town on various business premises there. We've had a spate of break-ins in the area as well. And people are just really shocked then that you would have, it looks like it's just pure vandalism. Obviously, from what I understand, there wasn't an attempt to take anything as such, but just pure vandalism, and a very, very serious attempt at that. The church could have been burnt to the ground. And the parishioners and obviously the parish priest there and the curates are very, very upset about it. And obviously we're supporting the Gardaí fully in their endeavours to catch whoever did this.
How serious was the damage, Dara?
Well, it was very significant. I don't have it ran into thousands of euro. I don't have the exact figure for you, Pat, but it was serious enough that the church had to be closed for a number of days. It could have. It's a beautiful church. Any of your listeners that know it, it's an absolutely beautiful church up there. And is with any church, like with pews and wood and everything that's in it, it could very, very easily have you know.
Yeah.
In a very serious event, really, Pat, you know.
Yeah, are you attributing this? You say there were six attempts on the...
On that night, Pat, just to explain, there were six different fires lit
right. That
night in different parts of the church. So whoever, you know, whatever individuals did this, did it with the intent of causing the maximum damage to the church. So it wasn't that someone just set a few missiles on fire at the back of the church. It seemed to be quite a serious attempt as causing maximum damage to it.
Yeah. Well, it sounds like from your report there that the intent was to burn the church down completely.
Yes. That's what it appears to be, and obviously the guards are investigating it, but from the information that I have and that has been made public, you know, it was a significant attempt. And if all those fires had taken hold, certainly we will be talking now about St. Maur's Church in Rush being burnt to the ground.
Yeah.
You know, that's how serious it was.
Well, have the Gardaí made any inroads at all in finding out who the culprits were?
Well, the community have been very helpful, obviously, that anyone with any information around that night has been encouraged to go to the Gardaí, and there's no issue with that. The guards are taking this extremely seriously. I wouldn't be privy to the ongoing details of the investigation, but just suffice to say the guards are dealing with this and taking this with the utmost seriousness and giving it the priority that it's due.
Yeah, well, I noticed too, Dara, that the Gardaí in Balbriggan Station are continuing to investigate the arson attack because there is no Garda presence in Rush at the moment. Isn't that right?
Well, that is right, and it's something that I mentioned and the people in Rush are very conscious of, that they had a part-time station, granted at that, that it was part-time, but it was in Rush, which meant that there was a Garda presence in Rush. Now, we've had issues with regard to the scout den in Kenure Park in Rush that has been badly, badly vandalised. That is the last gate lodge of the old house that was in Kenure House that was in Rush. We've had, as I mentioned earlier on, some serious armed robberies. I won't mention what premises they were, obviously you'll understand that.
Yeah.
And a spate of break-ins. So the people who are talking to me in Rush, and I'm up there every week, are putting this down to the fact that some of these criminals are seeing Rush as a soft target because our Garda station has been closed since last year. And the guards do their best. I have to say it's not a criticism of them with the limited resources they have. But what happens when you don't have a Garda, you know, of a Garda presence in your area, you lose the local intelligence insofar as the guards being on the street, knowing who's doing what and who's doing things they shouldn't be doing. So you do lose that, and the Gardaí privately would say that as well. And that is a big issue. You know, this isn't the first serious thing that's happened in Rush over the last few months. This is the fifth or sixth very serious incident. And I think a lot of your listeners would agree, and certainly the residents in Rush that I'm talking to really feel that they have been left in the lurch and that they're effectively by the government decision to close their station, and that they are the ones now, and their town is vulnerable.
Yeah.
And it's been proven that, unfortunately, Pat, you know. So what I've been suggesting in the release I sent to you, and I've written to the Minister for Justice about this, is that they operate a satellite Garda station out of the community centre or out of the scout den, or that there is a presence there, that we could have the Gardaí located in one of the centres in Rush. And I'm asking the Minister and the government TDs in the Dublin Fingal area to support my call for that.
Okay, have you had any feedback on that so far?
None, as of yet, and I'm very disappointed with that.
Do you really expect to get any positive feedback from that, Dara?
Well, I would think that if you look at whether I expect it or not, Pat, I hope I do. I think this certainly this, the people in Rush that I speak to are fully supportive of what I'm looking to get done, and I think they deserve to have decent policing in their area. They're no different than any other town or village across the country. And unfortunately, you know, and that's what's great about you guys actually bringing prominence to this in Near FM today, because a lot of the Garda station closures, people talk about it, about being rural Ireland. It's not. Like, we've had Rush, we've had Whitehall station, we've had Malahide station downgraded that closes at 9 o'clock at night and doesn't open again till 7 the next morning. You know, so this is not just an issue that affects the Western Seaboard or what people would term rural Ireland. This is affecting us here in North County Dublin.
Yeah, but... Yeah, but Rush, in a sense, though, Rush would be considered to be kind of, well, you could call it semi-rural.
Yeah, you could. And Rush is a great community up there. Anyone knows Rush. I agree with you there, certainly. But what I mean, sorry, this is a Dublin issue as well. This is not just affecting people outside Dublin. Of course, Rush, you're right, it is. In fairness, now, it's a population of over 8,000 people.
Yeah.
It's significant. But if you take what's happened in Rush of late, that we've lost our bank, the AIB has pulled out. We have no Garda station there now as well. And this is with a very young population, where a lot of people have moved into Rush in the last 10 years, and their facilities are being taken away from them.
That's right. There are a few schools in the area too, aren't there?
There's a number of schools in the area.
A lot of young children go to the schools. Yeah.
Absolutely. Well, we've the Educate Together there. We've Rush National School. We've Gael School, Rosso. We've St. Joseph's Secondary School there, and a requirement for more. It is a young population there that is growing, you know, and the community in Rush is growing. But, you know, I think, getting back to your question, that a satellite Garda station is very doable. I don't see any reason why it can't be done, which means that specific resources are allocated to Rush. It's very difficult for the Gardaí based out of Balbriggan to be coming down over the road if something happens, if there's an emergency and people are needed. Like, the best will in the world, it'll be 10, 15 minutes away, you know?
Yeah, well, I mean, it also increases their area of policing greatly, doesn't it, if they have to look after Rush? I mean, if they had enough to look after with the area they were policing beforehand.
Absolutely, and you're right there, Pat. And if you think about the catchment area that the Balbriggan guards have to deal with, they go out to Balscadden and Nall and Garristown, like very rural areas out by the Meath border, and then right up to the east coast, that they're responsible for Rush and for Lusk and other areas around it.
Yeah.
You know, and it does. It makes their job increasingly difficult.
Yeah.
And I think all of us would expect that we deserve the best policing that we can get. And in fairness to the Gardaí, they deserve the support from government with regard to resources, that they can do their job properly. Because, just to reiterate, this is not at all a criticism of the Gardaí. They do a magnificent job in our area. I'm dealing with them in every town in North Dublin, from Swords to Malahide to Rush to Balbriggan. But they're doing it with increasingly limited resources. And it's very difficult for them to be able to do that, and to continue to do that.
Yeah. Sarah, can I just say to you, though, every other Garda station that's been closed down, I think there were
95.
Okay. Every particularly opposition politician, and probably some backbenchers from the government parties, will be saying, we need a policing presence. We need to have a Gardaí at the local community centre with immediate effect, just as you're calling for. The closures were purely from an economical viewpoint, I think. Why are the government going to give Rush a Garda in the community centre if they won't do it for the other 94?
Well, Pat, just to clarify one point there, and I've raised this directly with Alan Shatter in the Shannon, he has confirmed to me, and the government confirmed time and time again, is that these closures are not for economic reasons. They are what he's saying for operational reasons to improve the policing in our areas. I specifically asked questions about Rush prior to its closure and about Malahide prior to its downgrade, and was told on the record of the House directly by the Minister is that there are negligible financial savings, and this was not being done for financial reasons. He's saying it's been done for quote-unquote operational reasons, that he wants more Gardaí out on the beat and doesn't want them in the stations.
But where are they supposed to be based then if there are no stations for them to be, you know?
Exactly, Pat, you hit the nail on the head there, like 100%. You know, if you take it that a base is, I think most people would agree, if there's a presence in the town, and yes, it is just a building, but with an Garda Síochána over the door, people know that there's, and there is a deterrent aspect to that. That is lost now in the town of Rush. And anyone in Rush that you talk to will tell you that. And they feel very, very let down, and rightly so, by the government. And unfortunately, not one of their government backbenchers in our area actually spoke up for them. Now, I don't want to over-politicise this point. All I want is that the people from Rush get the policing that they deserve. And I think when we talk about what's happened over the last few months, to me it actually proves that there is a distinct link between the fact that our Garda station is gone and that we now have all these very serious crimes. Not saying serious crime didn't happen before, of course it did, but not as prevalent and certainly not as frequently as it's happening now.
I think, and Dara, just before I let you go, because we're running close to the time, I think in people's minds, if they perceive Gardaí in the local community centre, it lessens their policing powers, because that aspect of the Garda station is then gone, and the people start looking at Gardaí as kind of more like some sort of a liaison officer or a social worker or something like that, you know?
Well, Pat, you're right, and that's exactly it. That it's a dumbing down of policing in the areas that have lost their station. And in fairness, most people would say that if you're based out of Balbriggan, obviously, you know, your sphere of influence is closer to the station. The fact that there isn't one in Rush now means that the people in Rush are left at a distinct disadvantage. We're going to keep fighting on this, and certainly I am. And what I say to you, Pat, I genuinely thank Near FM for actually raising this issue and giving it the prominence that it's due. Because if people do lobby their government TDs and write to their Minister for Justice, we need him to know that we're not happy with this and that there are other solutions. I'm not looking for him to open up the station again, because I know he won't do that.
Yeah.
I'm asking for a satellite Garda station that can be operated out of an existing premises, such as the community centre, or be that the Scout Den in Kinnear or wherever. There's loads of places we can find them to operate out of, you know?
Yeah, okay. Dara, listen, we're going to have to leave it there because I'm running right out of time
But
thanks for taking the call. And
you're very welcome.
And hopefully there will be a resolve of the issue with regard to the church for it. And if you do get the information as to what really happened there, I'd appreciate it if you got back onto us and we might follow up on it.
Yeah. I certainly will, Pat, and I appreciate you. Can be guaranteed that I will be back to you once I have any further information or any progress update. And thanks for giving me the time.
You're welcome, Dara. Thank you.
God bless, Pat.
Bye. Bye-bye. Bye.